Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
We're cooking, John. We're
cooking. And we're here talking with the Town of North Hempstead Supervisor, Judy Bosworth. And actually, I interrupted her because we had to take that break, but we were referencing the moving the legal age of acquiring tobacco to the age of 21 in the Town of North Hempstead, because it's not every place else.
It's not. And I will say the Town of Hempstead has followed suit as well.
Okay.
And the problem is that you have New York City, where the age is 21, and you have Westchester, where the age is 21, and you have Suffolk County, where the age is 21. So it was like Nassau County was this bastion of, okay, come and get cigarettes here. And so, and I think they had raised the age to 19, but the idea is we want to make sure that we're discouraging smoking.
Absolutely.
In every way that we can.
Yeah, and I know statistically, because I looked into that when you were doing it, you know, if you're not allowed to buy them till 21, the chances of you becoming addicted to cigarettes, you know, the older you wait, you know, you're stupid. You're not going to smoke. But at 16, you think it's cool.
I have a brother-in-law who's got a little problem right now because of it.
Yeah.
And I talk to him when I bring him to the doctor, and we talk about when did you start smoking? And he started when he was 13.
Yeah, well, that's...
Wow.
You know, so now
well,
he
you know what, in those days, I don't think people really understood how harmful the effects of smoking.
Every old movie, everybody's mm-hmm. either smoking or drinking straight booze.
Yep.
In the movie. I mean, there's no question about it.
That's the truth. I agree.
Yeah.
And there was no, I did smoke when I was younger. Nobody had questioned. I mean, I was big, but that's not the point. I think you could have gone in as a short person, and they gave you cigarettes. There was no, you know, whatever you bought, you bought.
Well, the idea also is if you're able to go in and buy cigarettes at 18, you're able to buy them and give them to your friends who are 16 or 15 or 14.
Right.
So if you have to wait till you're 21 and there are signs, and, you know, there are consequences for selling to those under 21 now.
Right, now it's, I agree with you. Yeah.
So, you know, the stores are a little more careful
right.
about who they are selling
the product
to.
Each step forward is a step positive.
Absolutely.
That's all you can do.
Every now and then they have like a sting kind of operation where somebody goes in and then you read about it in a newspaper, such and such a store got into hot water because they sold alcohol or cigarettes or whatever.
And those things continue. They're still going on.
And that's good because
yeah.
otherwise, if you don't enforce these things, they may not happen.
No,
then it's another
has
piece
to be a penalty.
Yeah.
Then it's just another
piece
of paper.
Another thing on the list.
That's exactly
yeah.
right. Your list.
Yeah.
Right.
Otto has a list.
Otto's list.
This is like almost a grilling for Judy, but there's so many things you're doing that it makes sense for people to hear them.
Yeah, but it's a nice grilling.
No, of course. Oh, I'm just saying, we're trying to get everything covered. Joe Botkin was on earlier and talking in reference to what he does with Rebuilding Together Long Island. And one of the things they do is try to bend a little extra for veterans in their financial obligation back to them, and you know, which is very nice. And I know the town of North Hempstead is very cognizant of the veterans, what the veterans have done for this country. And I'd like you to go into some of that stuff, which is tremendous.
Absolutely. So we are so grateful to the service that our veterans have given to the country. And, my feeling is there aren't enough ways to say thank you and to point out the appreciation that we have to them for their service, as well as to their families. Because when someone's in service, it affects everybody. So one of the first things I hate to go I,
but... No, but it's the truth.
Well, so
it's all about you, Judy. Don't worry about it.
You are
one of the things that John Ryan did was...
That John Ryan said you should do.
Right, but there you go. Was we formed a Veterans Advisory Committee. And it was so interesting because initially, you know, the people who I was working with were trying to make the committee to be formed of... someone from the state and someone from this agency and that agency. And I said, no, this needs to be a committee of our veterans, of people who live in the town of North Hempstead, to hear what their concerns are so that we have a direct way of having a dialogue to see what we can do to help veterans. And it wasn't about having another layer of government to provide services to the veterans. There are so many services that are available. The idea is to make sure that our veterans know what services are available to them, and then to do what we can do. So this is a group of the most dedicated people who are part of this Veterans Advisory Committee from all different areas of the town, men, women, older veterans, younger veterans. And so the first thing that they did, and I've spoken about this on the radio before, was doing a veterans donation drive. So every year, right before the Christmas holiday, we get donations from so many different places. And we go out to Northport VA Hospital. The first year, we thought we did a phenomenal job, and we brought 80 boxes of donations of toiletries, of clothing, of all kinds of helpful and useful things. This year, this is the fourth year that we're doing it, we brought over, and it wasn't all on the one day that we went because we couldn't just fit it all on the bus and the cars that we were taking, over 200 boxes of donated goods to our veterans so that they knew that they were being remembered and that they were not forgotten. But the thing that I like the most about this now is that we have so many schools who participate in this holiday drive. And the importance of that is that these young people are also writing cards and letters to our veterans so that when they're getting a gift for the holiday, it's accompanied by a letter or a card from a young high school student or middle school student who's saying to them, thank you for your service. We are so appreciative for what you've done for our country. And so the veterans love receiving it. But in my mind, it's also a way of making sure that the younger generation understands the need to acknowledge our veterans, the services that they have provided so that we're able to live in this great country with the freedoms that we have. So that's, something that we're very proud of.
Well, I have a friend, Al Piscatelli.
Oh, my God, I love Al. Carl Place.
We bowled together this afternoon, actually.
Please say a very warm
hello
for
me. He always says good things about you, so, but he's a good guy.
Well, he's a very active member of the Veterans Advisory Committee.
Yeah, I know, he talks about it, actually, quite often.
Yeah.
Is Al one of the more senior people?
He's probably a little younger than me, but not much.
Oh, okay. No, I'm thinking of somebody who's well in his 90s. He's still involved.
You're thinking of Tony Catalano.
Oh, that's what. Okay. I mean, his age is not a secret. I know his age. I just can't remember.
I think he's 97 at this
Something
point.
Like that.
Yeah,
and he shows up at
his 95th birthday party sometime.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right. And he comes to everything.
Right. I always see him.
And wonderful. But, yeah, so that's a terrific thing. One of the other things that the committee is doing is we met with Kathleen Rice, our congresswoman who came to our Veterans Advisory Committee meeting, and we spoke to her about something that has been on our minds for a long time, and that's the idea of having some kind of satellite facility in North Hempstead, because our veterans are having to go all the way out to Northport. There's another satellite set up near Nassau University Medical Center.
Yeah, East Meadow. I'm a veteran, and I have gone to that location.
So we know we have many veterans in our town, and we think there needs to be something closer so that our veterans will have access to it. So that's one of the things that we're working on. Another thing is we set up
that's a significant one.
It is
really
very
is
significant.
Because it's getting tougher to tougher.
That's right.
Driving and having a family member take you out to North, but I'm forgetting that.
It is. And I know there are also, I had read an article where at Northport they're trying to do a lot of things now via computer and Skyping so that they can do things without people having to go all the way out there. But there's no substitute for actually seeing somebody and being able to have that interaction.
Especially the veteran's age. A 20-year-old can Skype and do it online and be very happy with it.
Telemedicine business is going to grow.
No, it's going to grow.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
We also had established a veteran's discount program. So, we saw that the county, and it's great, has a list of different stores that provide discounts to veterans.
Right.
And I think there were like 9 in North Hempstead. And we felt we could do better than that. And so, and this is really an initiative by our veterans. They reached out to local businesses and have successfully enlisted nearly 50 of our merchants who are offering a veterans discount on goods and services. And the participating businesses have stickers on their, windows identifying them as participants in the North Hempstead Veterans Discount Program. So this is like real stuff that is helping our veterans. And it's a pleasure to be working with them and being able to see how we can connect our veterans with services.
Now, I have a small one for you that I just experienced yesterday, actually. I go to an audiologist who's not in the town of North Hempstead, but I go and there's a parking lot there, which was full except for one spot, and it was designated for veterans only.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
I never saw that before, so I'm a veteran. So I took my card and I put it on the dashboard, and I was able to park there. But that's something I never saw in our town.
You know what? There's actually, when I went to the Nassau County Executive Building, there is a spot for a veteran.
Yeah, there's one for wounded veterans and one for just the plain old veteran who wasn't wounded,
so
which fortunately...
certainly something that we should look into, because that sounds like a great idea.
It's a gesture, I would say.
Right, that's really what it is.
Right.
I agree.
You know, it's not like that person or me, frankly, as an example, were disabled. I wasn't, fortunately.
Right, no.
Did I give up 2 years of my life? Yeah. But luckily, I didn't get hurt or nothing bad happened.
But we appreciate your service as well.
Well,
seriously. So I know, you know, we have veterans discounts at our parks. You know, there are a number of ways that it's important to demonstrate to our veterans that we appreciate what they've done. Something very recently is we have initiated the Cold War Vets Tax Exemption.
Get that.
You see? There you go.
Ah, now he's smiling.
There you go. All right, now we're talking, right? So
actually, Project Independence gave me a couple of names that I was able to kind of push a little bit to reinforce the fact that I thought it was a good idea.
Absolutely. And I remember the schools had to sign on to...
That's who I went to, the school district, whatever.
Yeah, because there were a few that were a little hesitant, but
they
saw the light.
They had to finally approve it? The school
So the town actually unanimously adopted a resolution that extends the property tax exemption for Cold War veterans for as long as they remain qualified homeowners. Up until now, it had to be renewed every 10 years. So this is it. And the legislation was passed in the Assembly and in the Senate and signed by Governor Cuomo. I know that our Assemblyman Tony D'Urso was really advocating for this. And so the town had to, you know, buy into the town part of it, which, of course, we did.
Right, yeah. It's before it was the school, and now it's the general taxes, whatever the list is.
Right, okay.
Some of those, I guess. Right. I don't think it's everything that's in there, but I have no idea. You know, like library and sanitation.
Well, if it's a special district, I guess they have to...
Yeah, whatever it is.
Weigh in,
Are your taxes less?
Yeah.
Then that's enough.
There you go.
Okay. At the end of the day.
That's true.
Right.
From advisory committees, and I know, and this one I think is wonderful, I know it started under you also, a disability advisory committee.
So, and that's, it's funny because I'm going to go back to the theme of the state of the town.
Oh, okay.
Because not at last year, but the year before, I was approached by two people saying that they thought there should be a disability advisory committee. And in fact, they were right. And so we formed it, and it's made up of residents of the community who have loved ones that have disabilities, as well as individuals with disabilities themselves, to talk about needs in the community for individuals with disabilities. And so again, there are all kinds of agencies but it's not that hands-on touch. And so one of the first things that had been ascertained was the fact that transportation, not a big surprise, is an issue. And so we were thinking, what could we do? And we realized we had the model right in front of us, Project Independence. Because with Project Independence, we have free taxis for food service, as you know, and very reduced taxis for medical appointments and anything having to do with medical issues. And we were able, in a very short time, to be able to extend that to residents in the town of North Hempstead with disabilities, following the Project Independence transportation model, so that those with disabilities have access now to free taxis for food shopping, as well as much reduced taxis for any kind of medical appointment.
But it is taxi, though. It's not a special vehicle.
No, it's a taxi.
Yeah, okay.
It's a taxi.
Right, right. Okay.
It is a taxi.
Right.
And it mirrors what we do, with Project Independence. But we've become, more sensitive to issues, one of the things that we're initiating now at North Hempstead Beach Park and at Manor Haven is mobile mats, so that we're going to be installing these three ADA-compliant mobile beach mats at North Hempstead Beach Park and Manor Haven Beach, Manor Haven Beach Park in Port Washington, so it'll allow all visitors, including those with disabilities, to access the beaches and the waterfront with greater ease. So if you're in a wheelchair or you have a walker and you want to get onto the beach with these mats, it will make it.
Oh, that's what they're for.
That's
okay.
What they're for.
I read it and I didn't know what they were for.
That's what they're for. The first time I saw them was at Jones Beach.
Okay.
And you see, it's good even for young families if they're, you know, toting, you know, these, you know, wagons filled
with stuff.
Makes it so much easier to be able to do that, you know, on the mobile mat.
That's cool. Actually, we got to take a break again. Oh. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.